all St Andrews Primary and Nursery Radio listeners. My name is Jack Bath from Primary 6. Today in our recording studio, we are delighted to welcome Councillor Jim Logue. Councillor Logue is the North Lancashire Council leader and is the first new leader in 20 years. Welcome, Mr Logue. How are you?
I'm very well, Jack, and delighted to be invited on to your school today.
Well, you were in our school today as we were presented the Gold Sports Award.
Yes, and I was delighted to be here and watch the ceremony taking place. It's a tremendous achievement for the school. North Lancashire Council wants to try and get more young people more active more often, and that is why we support initiatives such as the Gold School Sports Award. And St Andrews is one of the first in North Lancashire, and it's all credit to St Andrews and Airdrie for receiving such a prestigious award.
What was your first impression of our school, Jim Logue?
It is some time since I've been here, Jack. I can see that, there's been a lot of investment in the school. It looks a lot better. But what I will remember from today is the manner and the way in which all the boys and girls were turned out. They all looked a credit to the school, to the school community and to their parents.
Well, Miss Flanagan and all the teachers have certainly helped with that matter.
I think Mrs Flanagan and the staff here are absolutely tremendous. And I think all of our teachers should get credit for what they do. Not only what they do in classrooms, but what they do outside classrooms and what they do after school as well, in trying to engage with the young people, motivate them and encourage them to be the best.
Can you tell our listeners how you became a counsellor and what career path you chose?
I became a counsellor almost 40 years ago, in 1977. And at the same time, as I was a counsellor, I was a teacher. And then I left teaching and went into social work. Then I worked my way up in social work and I became a manager in social work. And at the same time, I kept being a counsellor because you can be a counsellor on a part-time basis. Some years ago, I retired from full-time employment and became a full-time counsellor.
When you were a teacher, what was the main job you did in the school? And say, what kind of class did you have?
I was a teacher of history and modern studies in a secondary school. I also did guidance. And that means helping young people, helping the students who have any difficulties in the school.
Now, Mr Logue, you may be shocked that I'm about to ask you this question, but Airdrie in particular has recently received a lot of bad press. Apparently, we have the highest levels of poverty in North Lanarkshire. How can this be improved to give us a brighter future?
I think we've all got to work together. I think all agencies have got to work together, and that means school, it means social work, it means health, it's health visitors, school staff, social workers, everybody working together and trying to create a better community. And hopefully also the council will be able to put investment into the local community, into the local economy and create jobs, which hopefully then will bring money into the local economy and help people in a better way than ever.
Is it true that your focus as prospects of the young, more jobs, safer and cleaner communities and higher quality in housing?
Absolutely. And there was an announcement recently, Jack, which said by 2020 we will build over 2,500 new homes, and we are committed to that. And very soon in Airdrie you will see some new homes being built across from Airdrie Railway Station, and that's the first phase of a number of developments which will take place in and around Airdrie.
Our P5s have missed their opportunity to go swimming as Airdrie Baths has been closed down. Can you explain this?
The baths were closed down on the advice of our technical advisors because some of the tiles were coming loose at the side of the pool. So in the interest of health and safety, we were advised to close the pool down. Currently, investigations are taking place. I visited Airdrie Baths last week and I'm optimistic that by March of next year, the baths will be reopened. We are going to spend a considerable amount of money improving the baths. So hopefully by the end of March, the pupils in St Andrews will be able to avail themselves again of the opportunity of going to Airdrie Pool.
I'm sure our P5s then will be very happy with this.
I'd be delighted if you told them that, Jack.
You recently alluded in the Airdrie Advertiser that there are some big plans to improve Airdrie over the next 10 years. Can you give us an insight of some of these plans? And could you maybe make it 5 years? Because in 10, I'll be 20.
That's a very good question, Jack. Yes, there are big problems facing Airdrie Town Centre, but Airdrie Town Centre is not unique. More and more people are using the internet for shopping. more and more people are using retail parts of shopping, and that means that has a detrimental consequence in the town centre. So we have a number of shops lying vacant, and what the council want to do is to look at those shops, and I think you'll see an opportunity coming in February of next year when we'll make an announcement about what we're going to do with some of these vacant shops.
So basically you're saying you're going to turn shops that are a bit older into new shops?
No, not necessarily. We are looking at all options. Some of the shops which are currently which were operating as shops may be turned into residential flats.
As a board member of North Lanarkshire Leisure, when was the last time you went to the gym?
On Sunday afternoon. I go to the gym 3 times per week. Normally on a Sunday, a Thursday and a Saturday. So I am very committed, and that's why I'm delighted to be on here today, because I am a member of North Lanarkshire Board because I believe in the value of sport and the value of physical activity. And if young people do engage in sport, I think it makes them a lot happier in their life. And so that's why I would encourage what Robbie from Sports Scotland said today. Look at all the different sports, because you'll be given the offer when you're in school of engaging and indulging in a number of sports. Choose a sport that you like and go for it, because sport is wonderful. I really believe that it makes a big contribution to a happier community.
Do you have any messages you would like to give to the children of St Andrews Primary?
Keep doing what you're doing. What I saw today, I was very, very impressed with. You're up there. It's a national award that St Andrews in Airdrie has. That means that of all the schools, over 2,000 primary schools in Scotland, you're up there with the very, very best. You're competing with the best. You're doing that. Keep doing what you're doing. It's absolutely wonderful. It's a credit to the school. It's a credit to the teachers in the school. It's a credit to the school community. It's a credit to your after-schools coordinator. But much more significantly, it's a credit to all the young people. You've a wonderful chance to embrace sport. Please take it.
I'm speaking for all the people in this local community, and I think they will agree with giving us the Gold Sports Award.
I think everyone, and I think North Lanarkshire, and at the full council meeting next week, I will announce that St Andrews has received this award.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jack. That was excellent. Yeah, very, very good.
This was Jack Bath on St Andrews Radio with Councillor Jim Logue. Thank you for listening.